radio listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries. As we come your way today proclaiming, yes, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts thanking you for tuning into the program today, and I know that you're going to be especially blessed by today's message by my father, Brother Hardy, the three foolish lovers. Paul wrote to Timothy that the last days would be perilous times, and he described 18 characteristics of the people who live in this age before the coming of Jesus Christ. And among them, he identified three foolish lovers: lovers of self, lovers of money, and lovers of pleasures. And he added, rather than lovers of God. This truly is a word of the Lord for us today. I'll be back at the end of the program to tell you how you can get a copy of this message, The Three Foolish Lovers.
Hallelujah. Before you sit down, tell somebody next to you, Jesus is wonderful, and I love you. Jesus is wonderful. God is wonderful. He does everything perfect. Hallelujah. You know, if God said, okay, here's the plan of salvation I drew up, you can take anything out or add anything. I'd just leave it just like it is. Because he's got everything in there. He anticipated everything that we would need. And he took care of it, didn't he? He said, and Peter, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that we might be a partaker of the divine nature, and we have an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven. Hallelujah. Everything that we need in the beginning, he looked down and he saw you and I, and he saw just where our lives would go and our station in life, and he put everything we need, reserved it for us. And then when it comes time in history that we need it, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory that he's got reserved up there because of Christ Jesus through the Lord, because what he did. Now in the world, there's three types or groups of people, and you will fit in one of the three. And I'm going to be preaching the end of the different three. What's going to happen to them? First of all, there's the group that hardly has enough of the daily essentials to have their needs supplied. We call them the poor. And Jesus said that it would always those people would be with us. Remember that Judas wanted to tell that woman, don't break that box, pour it on Jesus, I'm going to go and give it to the poor. He really wanted to put it in his pocket. And the Lord said, the poor you always have with you, and whatever you want to do good to the poor, you always have a chance. And that's true. And then there's the other extreme, the rich that's got more than they need for their daily essentials. Amen. The things that are essential for you to live healthy life. And the third group is in the middle that has all the essentials they need. And you're going to drop in one of the three. Of course, a whole lot of them want to be in the third one that I mentioned second, more than they need. But we're going to see the end of these people. And I'm sure none of us want to be in the first one poor. Everybody wants to be poor, raise your hand. Because if you want to be poor, come bring all your money up and everything and a deed to your house and sign it over to me. Really, the church, and I'll use it for the church to feed the poor, especially in Africa and India. Amen? First of all, I'm going to say to God's people, God, 2 Corinthians 9:8 said, I like this verse. It's beautiful. Just these first three words, I could probably preach till Jesus come on. They're beautiful about God. It said, and God is able. Say it. God is able. God can do it. He's able. I don't care what your need is. I don't care what your situation. I don't care what three you're in. God is able. How many say amen? And then, if you're one of his, you're going to be one of his children. He's going to say, God's going to make you able. God is able, and he's going to make you able if you're his child. How many say amen? You used to be on bread. They would name all of the vitamins that was needed for sufficient for you to have a healthy life and to maintain it. God's able to make all grace abound unto you. Listen to this. That you always have all sufficiency in all things for every or all good work. That's the five alls, and five is the number of grace. That's the grace verse. How many say amen? So get that in your mind, because you might get a little shook up as I preach. But I'm going to bring the word of God, and it's going to be counter to a lot of preachers, especially some of the big boys on TV. But it's going to be the truth, because I don't know what I need anymore than everything I need when I need it. But my God shall supply all your needs. What more do I need? If my need is supplied, the rest is excess. And we're going to find out when we get in excess, that gives the devil a door to work. Amen? Some of the most miserable people in the world are multimillionaires. And these scriptures here are for us more than any other day till this up-to-date Sunday. And I'm going to be preaching on three foolish lovers. Maybe some of you can relate to them. Three foolish lovers. 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, and says, this know also. God wants us to know this. God doesn't want us to be ignorant about the next few verses Paul is going to tell us about. Time that he wants us to know it. That in the last days, so right now we're in the time, we're in the last days, and he wants us to know something. And he wants us to know is, for men shall be lovers of their own self. That's the first foolish lover. The second one is the next word, but the King James translates it covetous. For men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous. But the Greek word is lovers of silver. And remember, back in the Bible days, they didn't have paper money. It was all coins. So it's really translated lovers of money. And they are in peril. The word peril means jeopardy and danger. Those that love themselves and those that love silver are in danger. And a lot of people, even saints, are in danger. He puts them in the class of boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedience to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affections, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers, third lover, foolish lover, of pleasures, is a peril to you. It's dangerous of the result that's going to be. Now, first of all, they love their self. So all they think about is me, myself, and I. Therefore, to satisfy myself, me, myself, and I, which will never be satisfied, because you never can satisfy the natural man. Never satisfy the lusts and desires of the natural man. So the thing that they want is silver. Money. And their whole life is gauged with getting money. And they don't care how they get it, because they'll do those things that I read in between. Do anything to get the money. If you want to be rich, you're going to have to deal with the rich people, and they're unscrupulous. They do anything to get it, and you're going to have to come on their terms. I want to satisfy myself that can't be satisfied. You take somebody that loves food, and the more they eat, the more they want. I know my brother was telling me about this young person, and he said he was the hugest person he ever seen. And all he did was eat and eat and eat and eat and eat. And somebody told him, says, you know, you're killing yourself. He said, I don't care, I love it. You can't satisfy your lust. And they love the money. They got to get the money. They don't care who they knock down, who they flim-flam. You want to get an example of it? The most poorest peoples in the ghettos in our city, underprivileged. And who do the drug merchants go after? Who do they go after? Those poor people. And those guys don't care if they make them an addict. In fact, they want them to be an addict. To get them, they'll give them a little bit first. Because they want that money. They wanted to splash gold hanging down their necks until they get a broken neck. They want to stretch limousine and all the clothes and all that proud, arrogant, heady, high-minded, fierce, blow you apart. They prey on the poor. We had a big deal. These guys grabbing up houses, called it flipping, selling it to the poor for outrageous, charging outrageous interest. And of course, they get the money so they can satisfy their self that wants pleasures. We're living in a pleasure-crazed day. Pleasures. If you got the gambling habit to woo you up to Jersey, they'll send you a free bus to take you, give you a meal, and I don't know how much they're giving you now to start off with. How much money to start you off, and especially they go for the women because they're nuts about the one-armed bandits. Because they know that the house is fixed to win. You can't beat the house. The only way that you can beat the house, and if you've got a gambling demon, you won't, is if somebody spent all their money and they were one bet away from winning, you went in and hit it, and then you got it and left, but you ain't going to leave. When you leave, you ain't going to have nothing. Because you can't satisfy that gambling demon.
Amen. What a word in due season by Brother Hardy, the three foolish lovers. I know you have been arrested by the Holy Spirit to receive these words of admonition and wisdom for the last days. The time has come for you to ask yourself, what kind of lover am I? Am I a lover of self, a lover of money, a lover of pleasures, or am I truly a lover of God and the things of God? Because you and I can never be satisfied with the things of this world, because you cannot satisfy the immortal soul with mortal things. Jesus warned that it would be the love of money and the deceitfulness of lust and riches that would cause many of his own people to lose out. Yet so many ignore this warning and heap to themselves teachers who preach a gospel of greed. Paul said they count gain as godliness. To them, the fact that they are prospering is proof that they are blessed of God. But Paul said, turn away from these, because it is godliness with contentment. It is godliness with the sufficiency of your needs supplied that is great gain. Where is your treasure? Jesus said, where your treasure is, your heart is. He did not say, where your heart is, your treasure is, because your heart follows your treasure. You need this complete message. And for a love offering of $10 or more for the radio ministry, you can receive it on audio tape or CD. Ask for offer number 305T for tape or 305CD for CD. Write to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Remember, for three foolish lovers, ask for 305T for tape or 305CD for CD, and send your love gift of $10 or more to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203.